What's happening, everybody? This is Miss Kurtz with another tip for English class. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and make sure you subscribe to my podcast. This week, we're going to be focusing on creative writing based on my experience that I had within the public school system and what I did based on my observations. Hope you enjoy, and if you have any questions, make sure you reach out and I'll try to answer them. So, creative writing is a great way to increase children's motivation in school, particularly in English. Unfortunately, not many schools include it as part of their curriculum due to the fact that creative writing isn't mentioned a single time in the state standards for English, at least not in Ohio where I am. Through working in Cincinnati Public Schools for 2 years, I was able to witness the lack of creative writing instruction as well as students' apathy towards English in general. Essays were solely in response to literature rather than being inspired by literature, and they were very rigid in their format, not allowing students to find their own voices through writing as they were limited by a rubric. Students were struggling to produce a paragraph, let alone a whole paper. English class was a drag. Grades were abysmal and there was no love of learning happening. I saw this in deciding something had to be done. So I started an after-school creative writing club for upper school kids. Those were my kids that were in 7th through 12th grade. And I had about 11 students sign up. The culture was completely different. Through taking what I was learning in my teacher education courses, mixing it with my own interests and ideas, as well as ideas inspired by students, introducing all of this in a low-risk setting without grades, students didn't want to stop writing. And these were the same students that couldn't even write a paragraph before. The club lasted for an hour and 15 minutes a week after school, and students would groan when they had to stop writing rather than groan when they had to write. We explored fairy tales using hip-hop and pop lyrics as mentor texts, and crime fiction using The Exonerated, which is a play, as a mentor text, among many other things. And not only was I using this time to grow as an educator, my students are also using this time to grow as writers and students, exploring their talents and their voices in ways they had never before done. If creative writing was integrated to teach the existing standards, students would be much more motivated to learn. There's a critical need for professional development in this area, as many teachers think you cannot teach creativity or that students struggle to read. Students who struggle to read will not be able to write. Everyone has innate creativity, and it's teachers' jobs to teach kids how to harness that, how to go through the process of writing, become better communicators. Writing frequency not only helps with writing fluency, it always helps with also helps with reading fluency, as the process of decoding is integral to the process of writing. Putting students in the position of author helps them understand concepts of reading such as setting, plot, author's craft, et cetera, in a way that they weren't able to from an outsider perspective. If we rework the English curricula and provided teachers with the professional development that they need to better prepare their students, we'd see a drastic transformation in the English classroom, at least in my opinion. Well, that is my experience, and that's what I have for you guys this week. Make sure you tune in next week for my next story and tip for the English classroom. Thanks.